Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
In this episode, I'm going to cover how small ideas expand to much bigger ideas, or bigger systems, and how those bigger systems provide channels around blockages. So very much there's a sort of a way that you have a small idea and you guard that small idea and you carry it to the right person, and whatever happens is you reinforce the power structures behind ideas. And in general, that means that people who are favoured by power structures get their ideas forward, and they laugh and give lectures to all those poor old bastards who don't know the inside. So that's the way that things normally happen. And this is saying, oh well, one of the things about a blockage is that you come to a stop, a momentary halt, which is rather than a dead end. So I'm going to talk about that, and I suppose what I should say is that this podcast is specifically for someone called, we will call April Apricot, and she works in South Australia. I'll see if I can get things through, and we'll talk a little bit more about it. And you might hear my feet moving from time to time, and the odd bird call around the place as I walk calmly in the Australian bush. And I'll just give a little bit of a background to that at the moment. Part of, cognitive rehab is podcasting, and then focusing on different things, and then integrating different types of rehab with different activities. So I'll be on a treadmill doing brain training, or I'll be reading something and comparing it and memorizing it. And in this case, I'm just going for a bush walk. So I'm out here in this beautiful Australian bush talking about it. And so you'll hear a few noises, not too many noises, and you'll hear the crunch of my feet. Hopefully you won't hear too much of that, because I've got a directional microphone going through it. There's beautiful birds here, and don't know what those birds are. I think they're sort of pest birds. You may even hear lyrebirds and stuff like that. So going through, so the general take-home message of this is that you start off with a small idea, watch it open up, and then see this intricate system which is just dwelling there, working out of a way to go across. And let's start off by looking at this very tiny idea of the way that a duck, yellow duck, came to visit April Apricot. And we'll just see where that goes. So I had this set of document holders, which I've welded together. And there's a little bit of a story behind that, in terms of I had to rehab, and I'm not allowed to operate any drills or hold any knife which can cut me, because I'm on this blood thinner, which is, you know, it's a great thing. However, I can't do it. So I've had to engineer and work out a way of building things which don't use knives. And so I've used this plastic soldering system, and I've got this set of document holders, and inside is a yellow duck. I'll describe it a little bit, but what I did do is I wrapped it up and got the address, Mary Mellon, and then printed out a sheet of paper, did a PayPal associated with it, and a courier came up to my door and then followed exact information and went all the way and delivered it to Mary Mellon's door. and she's a school teacher. And the idea is that this yellow duck will be gone in and taken into school. And I'll just describe it a bit more. And then Mary Mellon took it to April Apricot's place, and they saw the yellow duck press. So in this box, you plug it in, and when you plug it in, there's a sheet at the bottom of it which glows. Hopefully it has glown, and that's a electrofluorescent sheet. There's a little bit of a story behind it. There's in the power supply, there's a what is it? A transformer which transforms to high voltage, and several thousand volts at very low current is put onto this plate. This plate is so hot, it's like your electricity. The charge runs away from it, and this charge runs away through the phosphorus glowing the bottom dance floor of the duck. And then the duck's in a circular magnetic solenoid. Solenoid means, I think, tube, I think. It's a magnetic tube of wires going around, and the duck's in the center there, and when you press your finger on a section of the box, the computer inside measures the capacitance, works out it's time to actually start playing Doctor Who music. And as the Doctor Who music plays, the little duck begins to dance inside, because the duck has had, a small yellow duck has had, an unfortunate accident and has actually sat on a magnet. And at this point in time, I should also point out that you can lift the lid open, remove the duck, and place the duck's egg inside. The duck's egg's sitting on a little nest out to the side, and once it's inside the pond, the egg also jumps around and dances to Doctor Who music. Now, there's some science to be learnt from this, the science of solenoids, currents generating magnetic fields, which is the basis of all electric cars. Anything with electricity requires, and motion requires, magnetic fields, and magnetic fields are generated by current. So there's that basic story. Now there's a bigger story behind it still, which leads on to something much, much larger. So this is the basic story of it. Now, as far as the students are concerned, they just have to come up with an idea of observe what happens. That is, what happens when I plug it in? What? Describe what happens. How is it unusual? What do I think might be happening? What do you think has happened to yellow duck? Why does it happen? Is there a story? And there's no constraint. You can have a full story if you want about yellow duck. And the main thing is to observe and to gather basic facts. And then surmise as to what's happened, create a theory to what's going to happen. So this is pre-basic science. Now, it so happens that this leads more or less directly onto advanced science and quantum physics. So it's a worthwhile thing to go. And it's to basically explain what's going in. And essentially, the magnetic field coming from wires is Einstein's special relativity. When you get to it, there's the frame length contraction, which exposes charges, which exposes magnetic fields. And I suppose, origin of magnetic fields is a whole other gambit. A lot of advanced science in it, but it's there, and your entry point is there. And it's being able to write your story and have the story compended in the Book of Duck, that is, the school students have a sheet which goes with it. Because let's go a little bit further. After it's spent its time there, there'll be a new location, that is, Miss Mary Mellon will press a button, a sheet will go out, and the duck's new journey will occur. a new sheet of paper, and a courier will come to her place, pick it up, and put it, deliver it to a new school, a new position. Now, let's expand it a little bit. I have the ability to have a sheet of electronic paper. It costs a little bit, I think $30 a sheet of paper. And that sheet of paper, with a little bit of voltage and connection to the internet, let's go down. So this is the first prototype of a teacher replacement robot. This is a social robot. Incredibly advanced idea, which will transform education. And this is actually take the education interaction away from conflicted teachers. Conflicted teachers are under the thumb from the education department, under the thumb from parents, and they have to step up to a plate, to a position that they fundamentally can't do. They cannot explain advanced science because that is the domain of scientists, and they can't explain it as well as scientists can, who will have the advantage of satellites, internet, computers, the most advanced technology that we have in our smartphones, in our Facebook. We're coming to rescue the next generation from teachers. All more is let the teachers focus on what they can do well, that is, interact with students. But as for the information and science, leave it to us. We now have rockets, computers, satellites, everything at our power. We can actually rescue in there. So the idea is in the next version, so this is a prototype, and this prototype will be able to hop to various places. I don't know where the next place is. There may be, there's someone called Robert the Linus Hearted. See if he responds. And in general, well, let's talk about this, or someone called Simply Susan. We might take it out there. We've got to see as it generates its place. But with the Book of Duck and the students carrying the information across, we can actually just cut out the education department. Sort of a major thing that we can actually get through. Now, this sheet of paper is like your sheet of paper on your Kindle. Kindle has got this electronic paper. And so, now, given the next generation, so at this point you have to involve Mary, Mellon, printing out a sheet of paper, pasting it on the outer box, and the courier takes it. But let's go to the next generation. These ones, rather than plug-in, are battery-powered. They've got GPS, location, and stuff like that. And at a time that they want to change, the shipping label changes with a new address to go to. And it's all done by computers. It then issues a verbal instruction and an internet page saying, please place me at this location. So the location will be identified. In this case, the location was identified from Google Earth and directions to be the exact location where it was placed. You place it there. The GPS understands it's there. It communicates. It's written its new label on the sheet of paper. So it's like a sheet of paper with two wires going into it. And they can actually do yellow, red, white, and black of courier, please. And once it goes up, it lasts several months. Once you write to this sheet of paper, it lasts several months without power. So it just goes up and it gets delivered to its next address to go along. So this is the idea, is that these components can now begin to circulate around the world, bringing education with them around the world. This is a truly great idea, but what's happened is that you've seen a small demonstration, the smallest picture, and it's expanded to a much bigger thing. So this is a truly monumental idea, if we can get it going up. Now, can we get it going up? The answer is no. The answer is simply no, because someone in the power structure has not thought of it, so it becomes invisible to the transaction system of power structures. That is, I have to have an idea in a political system, it has to go forward, and I have to be able to feel good, get power from it, and do all these sorts of things. Now, in the United States, things are different. You can go up to an entrepreneur and say, look, this is a great idea, here's how we can make money. And look, there are ways to make money on it for sure. I can't really describe it here. But in Australia, it can't be done that way. And for sure, any idea you have will be crushed. It's an unfortunate truth, will be crushed unless it supports some crony or some corrupt person. Some no-show, intellectual no-show, has to be carried along and feel good about it. Unless, of course, you can produce so much science, so much technology, and solve so many problems at the same time that eventually you move forward. Now let's look at the making of this, of the duck. I've identified a process and method of building it such that you can issue the designs for the mobile duck on Facebook, and you can go and press a button on Facebook and have the components to build a next generation duck in a box at home. And so once it's successful, someone thinks it's okay, there is no government, there is no way it can be stopped. And if you know the basic story here, this is someone who is designing a way to be back. You know, to quote Arnold Schwarzenegger a little bit on, The Terminator, I'll be back. It's to get them. So the idea is that once this is up and running, other countries, other jurisdictions can build it, and when we can actually just take over. Now, I've designed, obviously in cognitive rehab, I've decided to start studying electronics set myself some pretty high and hard goals, and there's some goals I haven't met yet. It's individual, the second generation product, I still probably need a year or two is work on it, but once it's built, it will displace and take over the core of science, school science education, by being effectively a Batman's utility belt, which, similar to the duck, can be a duck in a box, can be built, fabricated, and once it's alive, it comes alive, you'll be able to speak, say, put me over here. It will have a backup of advanced social robotics, which is just the next generation from this podcasting software which I've developed. And it will be able to take over. So it's pretty much like the Batman's utility belt, but it's a utility belt that students can use, take to school, take to home, wherever it is, whatever the science syllabus is, there will be components in there, low-cost components, which will be able to measure, cook, burn, titrate, weigh, conduct experiments, go ahead at a pace, an accuracy 10 to 100 times higher than school experiments, with a data support, training 10 hundreds of times greater in support. And it just takes a matter of time. Now, will it be supported? No, it won't be. Will it be done? Yes, it will be done. Similar as the duck has now made its maiden courier flight across over 1,000 kilometres, and the duck has landed, it's going to go. So that's the bigger picture. So now that's, I've mentioned that. What I have successfully done is gone way, way ahead and produce in a box similar to the duck. It's probably not as stable. I just don't have the access to it. And this is the Einstein to Hass pendulum. Now, this is important because it goes right to the heart of the misinformation of school science. So this cannot be supported by the government, by the education system. However, it does open up quantum mechanics and the new direction. So this is a magnetic bead which rocks due to the atomic spin or the electron spin swapping inside. Similar to the duck operates, it does like that, but it's actually, it's using maths and geometry which can't go there, and that is alive. I just, again, will take a while to go ahead. So what I had done in terms of planning the rehab is to actually start working, and I really wasn't expecting to get as far as I did. And as going up, I look at publication. No, can I put things together? There's sort of like two obstacles to publication. One is getting the skill up. I think you'll be able to see that. It's a little bit of a flash of the skill. I can't get it all the way there. But also, having written it, there's no one who's going to read it. No one's really interested in doing it. Because as you go through history, everyone is thinking, the top people think something else, but teach the standard stuff. Because they want to get home, open the can of baked beans, eat their dinner, watch the bad TV, complain, grumble, fill in tax, go back, and what should I teach? Should I teach the truth, or should I teach the gaff, the sheer contradiction that's there? And that's the way it happens. And in ancient times, yeah, there was huge conflict. They, put people out and attack people. This is, don't look at that. We'll go through and go forward. Now, when we say from a small thing, open up into a large way, and yes, it is stopped, but it's stopped, but it is only halted momentarily as the wave of innovation is going to go through and push through eventually, many years, and at some stage I'll get some support, I'll be able to go faster, but I can only go as fast as an individual, and if people don't listen, don't go, at least I'm still going, I'll keep on pushing it. So that's a larger thing. Now this next thing, so that is a large thing, but there's a still larger thing, which is the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute. And this is sort of sponsoring the development of this. This is a group, an institute which itself is an advanced concept. So it's avoiding a whole lot of the structures, a whole lot of the pitfalls. That's an advanced concept. It is an advanced concept. But it has directors, and it's got a idea of harvesting rejected, recycling talent, integrating it with network skills. This is not networks, but network skills. And then on top of that, overlaying different patterns to push things together. So that's one small thing. So it's from the duck in a box has arrived. on your doorstep. I think your friends took it over and it showed April apricot. And it seems strange. What on earth could that do? Is that just a plastic box with a stupid duck in it? Another crazy idea? Or is it part of something bigger? I think, hopefully, I want to give the impression, yes, it is. Now, let's start off small again. One of the things is the idea of creating a small book, small e-book on trading. That is, there is this thing you have to educate kids on several things, and the idea is that they have some money and they can engage with the market, engage with the economy, engage with the environment, engage with activism and put it across. Now, as an educator, there's several things. We need a sort of duck in the box to operate this, but sort of a slightly different approach. And there's a whole lot of other things which come in. This is access to data, learning Excel, learning graphing, learning discussion, learning communication skills, learning a whole lot of other skills around the central idea. Rather than a fictitious lesson plan bought by someone who's just introduced a topic for no reason, here's something real, and here's some things you could do. You could actually trade and make money. If you don't want to actually go big all the way, you can do ethical trading for micro projects, something like that, overseas. Try and build it up. There's a whole lot of things like that. So there's skills, positions, and stuff like that. Now, the methodology is we have already joint online book creation, which I do already, and where you invite multiple authors, experts, musicians, indeed musicians, illustrators in, experts in. So where you begin starting work is your collective area. We'll start that up. And I might only be able to do a chapter or an outline this year. Surest thing. Similar to the duck. The duck's only there. It's in a box. It hasn't learnt or hasn't had the GPS, the internet connection, the 4G wireless internet connection to actually take charge of its future. It's just a draft. It's going there. Get it there. Now, one of the things we want to do is add lesson plans, quizzes, interactive quizzes, and start hooking into this, the next generation technology, in which, similar to how you fill in your response in a Star Wars exhibition, it takes your profile and personality and it gets a story for you. It takes your information, how you respond, and creates a lessons personally tailor-made for it there. So we can get there. Now, how does this all fit together? Who's going to sponsor it? Well, we start from a breach of trying to work out how the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute can help data aggregators. So these are COVID-19 data aggregators in Australia, and without asking too many questions, they've encountered pretty much the same thing. Although they're providing a service, it's better, it's more accurate, it's not hooked into the government crony system. The government crony system likes to release the information with the government figurehead, the person behind the stands. He likes to read it out. So you have to hang on their words, you have to hook into them. It's sort of like mock advertising, that is. where you say, oh, I hope my YouTube is successful, view it a few times yourself and get your friends to view it. It's sort of, it is there, but it's not going to be there in the long run, and it's going to run out of things. So people, it's really good. You can get people's attention really early on, but when the message eases off, it's hard to get them back again. So it's really not well thought through, and there's a series of processes where they're just not going to listen. So to form these data aggregators into a group called Data for Everyone, DFE, brand it, put it together, and put that together in a system called Global Data Equity Authority. Now, where this comes, so data for good is looked after or sponsored by the Global Data Equity Authority. I don't know how, what that sounds like, but or how it goes, or the logo, or anything like that. But the idea is an institute, an authority. Well, if you actually go back to these fundamental things, you see that a lot of these institutes, the Royal Institute, had a royal charter. And for some reason, the king was important at that time, royal charter. Or Benjamin Franklin thought, look, libraries are okay, hospitals are okay, what I've got to do is I've got to found it. So what he did is he didn't have royal assent, he went out and founded something. So we've already got founded the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute with logo, process, directors and stuff like that. And this institute is going to produce the charter document, and this is not an idle thing. This will be studying, we'll get in and we are trying to study what is in the charter, what is the essential elements of it, without government approval, because you're just not going to get the government approval, because everyone is talking at the same time. There are really good ideas, really good groups out there, but we're slowly getting things up. So the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute is partnering or embedding in a series of organisations, providing expertise, and these fantastic programs are beginning to get up. A few are getting government funding going up, and the idea is not that the role of the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute is not to get in there and be a substitute. It is a network adjuvant accelerator. That is, use the idea that you can actually use intellect and intelligence to overcome I could say probably feeble-mindedness, or what else could you possibly call it? And this is the idea of the business model, the bully business model, saying, I come up with a model and I can state what the model is, and then I can use that model to club everyone around the head and just not actually get anything done. And so that if anyone wants something done, they have to push this unsustainable model forward. Obviously, that's not going to happen with the duck in a box. Duck in a box was just going to fly straight over at high altitude, right over the education system. Similar to this, Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute will charter Global Data Equity Authority. It's global data because almost from its inception, we'll have global partners with a non national agenda. Well, unfortunately, it's all going to be so far partners by expat Australians who know the lay of the land, who know the folly of patriotism and national borders, sort of like data sans frontières, that'd be another term of it. And this one can sponsor it. So I'm sort of building it the bigger picture up here. So in order to do that, one of the projects called Global Data Equity is training people to be intelligent with data. Now, the thing is that you can care about frogs, care about grass, collect data on that, great. But if you turn it around and say, look, investment in stock portfolios is my interaction with data in a direct, meaningful way, where I make decisions and I interact with it, and in a sure way, I get to say what happens by using my interaction with data, that would fall under the auspices of the Global Data Equity Authority. So that group with its links can start to power things forward. So already, when we get the first manuscripts up and going, we do have an onboard experience, education editor, the electronics for podcasts, production, co-marketing. We can really push that forward, but there's no point rushing. We'll just get the first sheet ahead, and also with it is the technology to go across. Now, so this is an open broadcast, and people overseas will hear it. No one else will be able to do it, or maybe the America, or who knows, maybe it can go ahead, but I don't think anyone else can actually push it there. If they want, if say a big company wants to support it, they can by, I suppose, contacting the, at this stage, the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute, because at this stage we're looking at the charter documents. You know, how do you, we sort of know how to write the charter, how to put the seal on the charter, how to give it the importance, and we will deliver it. And the idea, it's got a far more reaching approach in terms of, as doing stocks gives you a window into your interaction with data and the world, is one way of looking at it. Now, that being said, psychology says that, and this is part of the education, is that you can perceive data and you can have behavioural processes, which means that you are addicted to it. So it has an addictive element of gambling. So there is this aspect in terms of gambling education. It gives you ability to warn and train. So there's a whole heap of things, and there's interconnection between, say, particularly if you've got a group at a school, and you can actually, say, interact it with a parallel training system, say, in Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, or Tuvalu. They want a way to embrace and move forward. So you've got all those aspects for it. And I suppose the moral of the story is, it starts off with a duck which arrives and begins to dance to Doctor Who music. It starts off a small way here. It starts off with a a single sheet of paper, the entry point, a shared Google document, we'll take it there. It's got a long direction forward. Will we be beaten? Maybe. Will it fail? Maybe. But the entire process is to get out there and have a go. It's pretty similar to, I should go back to mental rehab. The podcasting and the fight. So at the very start, 5 minutes maximum, incoherent, heaps of problems, slow typing, stuff like that. Will I get there? Maybe not. But at least I've tried and pushed, and you're developing things along the way. And I suppose the invitation is to join the team, push along, and if it's up and running, we'll have been going for a year with a run on the board, beats no run on the board, a story, a website. We can actually really, really, really push it. I don't know, it may actually go for it. So again, if I can just sort of, I'm not going to summarize this. So, well, I can do the basic summary. The basic summary is, from little things, big things grow. So that's very much a belief in the Australian psyche. From Mabo and from a whole lot of things, where it's just taking a small step, big things grow, and it's to have the grace and sense of position and place that this thing, this act, this is in terms of the Aboriginal land rights, is picking up a handful of soil and putting it through someone else's hands. From that small act, a big thing can grow. And so from the duck and from this, a big thing can grow. Now, I just wanted to summarise is the cognitive aspect of being able to put that all idea together and structure it and hopefully bring it forward is, I didn't think I could do it for a while ago, and that's perhaps the benefit at the end of it, whether nothing goes through, the actual being out there and creating opportunities when it's decided that this type of opportunity is not going to be the opportunity for Australia's future. Our plan to bring back the 1950s will prevail. Well, it may prevail, but you've got to be smarter than us, faster than us, to get it going. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.